Today with On More to Life, breaking up with busy. Are you doing too much? Afraid of letting people down or saying no? We're going to help you discover how to set better boundaries and say no gracefully. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, breaking up with busy. What we're talking about really, though, is saying no, of being comfortable setting boundaries and choosing what's most important instead of just getting caught up with everybody asking us to do everything and always feeling guilty if we consider saying no. If you are in a place where you would like to stop feeling so guilty, prioritizing, for example, your marriage and family life over all the 3,000 other things that are keeping you busy, if you are feeling pressured by someone to say yes to something, some responsibility or some thing that they want from you, if you'd like to feel that there are boundaries, if you'd like to feel more comfortable setting boundaries with family or friends or church commitments, but you keep stopping yourself, let us help you say no gracefully and learn when to say yes and no. 877-573-7825.
Well, I think that's an important thing to tease out here, because sometimes we just don't feel like doing it, right? We're just feeling overwhelmed or feeling pressured. And we don't want to do something. So we pull back, we say no, then we wonder why our relationships aren't as strong as they should be, or we don't feel as fulfilled as we should be. But we felt like we didn't want to do it, so we said no, and that's fine. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's really inviting us into more relationship and greater charity with going out and doing things for people and serving people. But, as you're saying, Greg, that can also tip over pretty quickly, where we can fill ourselves with busyness to justify our existence or to push away our negative feelings about our family life, our marriage. Oh, well, I'm so busy, I'm doing so much, I just don't have time to worry about, you know, my marriage today. Yeah, it's not great, but... Or we want to be loving and we want to be charitable and we want to serve, but then suddenly we're getting sick a lot, or we're not sleeping well because we haven't stopped to pray about, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? And we get overwhelmed and burnt out. So discerning how to handle the struggle of, what if I disappoint people? What if I'm not a good Christian? What if? Not knowing what we should take on and what we shouldn't. Well, we're going to help you discern that today and figure out what God's calling you to and how to thrive. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Do you find yourself just doing too much because you're afraid to ask anybody else to do anything or to say no to the requests that you're getting? Maybe you're afraid of disappointing people or being seen as a bad Christian. Maybe you're worried that saying no means you're being selfish or unloving or not generous enough. Maybe you feel pressured by someone to say yes to something they want from you or want you to do. Or you think there might be some boundaries you need to set with your family or friends or church commitments, but the guilt keeps stopping you. If you could learn how to say no with peace or clarity or confidence in God's will, where would that make the biggest difference in your life right now? Let us help you get there. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering how could some theology help you be clearer about saying yes or no, well, it's a great question. And St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked an even bigger question. Basically, he said, if we could take everything God's given us, you know, creation, scripture, salvation history, all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that while it's important to be loving and generous, it's just as important to do so in a way that is responsible.
That's right. For Christians, our yeses or noes aren't supposed to be driven by pressure or guilt or how we feel in the moment, but by what we prayerfully believe serves the ultimate good of the other person, of ourselves, and the relationships and responsibilities that God has asked us to prioritize.
That's so important to remember, because many of us tend to say yes out of fear. We worry about disappointing people or being seen as unkind. But when our decision to say yes or no is based on emotion or pressure instead of prayerful, thoughtful discernment, we can end up hurting ourselves and even the people that we are trying to help.
Well, that's right. And, you know, St. John Paul taught that generosity isn't automatically virtuous just because it costs us something. And I think that's important to hold on to. You know, we often think that, well, because saying yes would cost us something, that makes it a holy thing to do.
Sure. I mean, a lot of us are raised with that offer it up idea. So we think, okay, if it costs us something, if we're pushing ourselves outside our comfort zone, it must be holy. It must be the right thing to do.
Right. But it's possible to be generous in ways that are disordered, ways that drain us, ways that enable unhealthy behavior, or even pull us away from the people and responsibilities God would like us to prioritize.
So the real question isn't, do I feel like doing this? Or will they be upset if I say no? It's, is there a way to say yes that allows me to attend to my needs and relationships and responsibilities that God has asked me to prioritize?
And if the answer to that question is no, then really the most loving response may actually be to say no, clearly and calmly and without any guilt. Because when we learn to say no responsibly, it frees us to say yes to the things that would be most pleasing to God. And that's when generosity becomes truly reflective of Christ's life-giving love. So if you are struggling with saying no, or knowing when to say no, or you've tried to say no and someone's guilted you out of it, and you're not sure what to do next, we are here to help. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And let us help you follow Christ's admonition to let your yes be yes and your no be no, and do that confidently. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
Lord,
and the Son,
and
the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all the opportunities that we are given to serve others, to serve you, to serve your church, to serve our communities. But we ask you, Lord, to give us the clarity and discernment and wisdom that we need to say yes to the things that you want us to say yes to, and no to the things that would not be good for us to say yes to. Help us to be confident in your will and make sure that we are always saying yes to the responsibilities and relationships that you want us to prioritize, and saying no to those other things that would jeopardize our ability to please you first and most. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Talking about saying no today on More to Life with our show titled Breaking Up with Busy. If you're feeling like you're doing too much and you're afraid of letting people down, but you're not quite sure what to do, we want to help you discover how to set better boundaries and say no gracefully. 877-573-7825. 7825.
Let's talk now with Colleen, who's calling, who's listening, excuse me, to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Hi, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
We have our
Is it Colleen?
Hi.
Colleen in Nebraska. Yes. There we go. Hello.
What's your question for us?
So I'm trying to discern a membership on a board. I'm currently serving as the board treasurer, and we are going through some changes on our board, and we are hiring a new executive director. And at the same time, I'm dealing with a high-risk pregnancy, and my husband is 2 years post-stroke recovery. He's doing well, but there's a lot to manage in my life right now. And I'm just trying to discern God's calling for me, if I'm meant to be a part of, to remain on the board and to serve, or if I need to step away and take care of myself and my family. But
so what's confusing this decision for you?
Excuse me?
What's making this decision hard for you? What's confusing it?
The commitment and just the wanting to help.
Well, but I guess, okay, so I guess what I'm trying to get at is, though, so you presented some pretty clear, like, you being at a high-risk pregnancy, the changes in the family life and those sorts of things, on the surface would make it seem like you really need this time for yourself. But I guess I'm wondering, am I missing something in saying that?
Just the topic of your show being hard to say no and not wanting to disappoint people. And so just trying to figure out how to gracefully do that.
So as a treasurer on this board, and it's a volunteer position, have you discussed with them at all if it would be possible for you to do your meetings over Zoom so that you can attend but still stay in bed and rest, that you could pull back in some ways and get a help with some of the more intense financial work that you're doing? Or is it something where you just feel like it's such a transition time for them, they need somebody who's all in or not at all? Could you do less or in a different way, or is it just that intense right now with the transition they're going through?
I think both. I feel like you're right with the intensity of it. I think there are ways I could still contribute, but maybe just not as directly and as intensely.
I think that that's what you and your husband need to start praying about. Because first of all, we can tell you straight out, the most important thing you are called to right now is taking care of yourself and that baby and your marriage and your husband, but especially the baby. Because the bulk of our energy, time, and commitment has to go to the most vulnerable among us. And the most vulnerable people in your life right now are you and the baby. So that has to be your top priority. So praying with your husband about what you think you can do, what you really shouldn't be doing, because you need to prioritize the baby and yourself. And also discussing if you feel like talking to the board about maybe doing some things in a different way, discussing that with them and seeing what the options even are.
But before you even have that conversation, I'd like you to, because I want you to do exactly what Lisa was saying, but the first question you need to ask yourself is, how much time and energy would you really need to thrive through this pregnancy and through and once the baby is born? You know, what would you really need to be able to fulfill that responsibility to your health and to your family really well? And the reason I ask that, or the reason I put it that way, is because we have a tendency to think that to be holy, we should just always be in survival mode. Right? We can't think about thriving, because then that means being selfish. We're giving too much time to ourselves. But that's not really it. You know, St. Irenaeus said that the glory of God is man fully alive. The point being not that we should be selfish and just prioritize ourselves only, but that we can't be effective tools in God's hands if we're broken tools, right? If we're rusted tools, if we're chipped. We have to make sure that we are in a good place to do the main work that God's asked us to do, which is to build our marriage and family lives, and protect our health and well-being. And so you want to ask, you and your husband want to sit down and really talk about and pray about, how much time and energy would you really need to be thriving right now in the situation that you're in and the situation you're going to be in once the baby's born?
I wanted to say, not only when the baby's born, but in order to safely deliver this child. You know, you are going to need to be as healthy and well-rested, which is almost impossible as a pregnant mother, as you could possibly be going into this. So you have all your strength. to give to delivering this child safely into the world?
Once you have your answer to that question, you know, how much time and energy would I need to really thrive in this situation and what's coming down the road, then you can ask yourself, what, if anything, could I give to this board position? And then you could either propose, hey, I can't do the full thing anymore. I could scale back, like Lisa was talking about, and do this and this, but not this and that. Or it would clarify for you that, no, I really do need to step back.
And knowing that that does not necessarily have to be permanent. You know, if you have served this board well, if you've been a faithful member of this board and you've been a volunteer in this situation, you could take a leave throughout your pregnancy in the first few months of your child's life and then reevaluate and see, you know, what you could do for this board, what you could do for this group that you're working for, even taking the baby with you in a sling. But you need to discern now what you and your baby and your husband, who obviously still needs to be prioritized, especially in light of his recovery, would really need to thrive in this situation.
So I want you to shift. So the main point of this is to shift your focus from should I stay or should I go, and focus more on if I gave the time and energy that I needed to this job, quote unquote, that God is giving me right now, you know, having this baby, you know, getting through this high-risk pregnancy, being there for my husband in the stroke recovery, if I was really giving the time and energy that I needed to thrive in those situations, what would I have left? And if the answer is something, then offer that to the board. And if the answer is nothing, then let them know that you need to go. But that's the question, not so much should I stay or should I go and how. All right, Colin, thank you so much for the question. I hope that gives you some ways to move forward. And I also want to let you know on the Catholic Home app, Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission. We offer this kind of support to folks in your situation all the time because it's really hard to prioritize family, and it's hard to say no to all those other activities that are really worthwhile and important and good things, but may not be good for us. And so we talk every day on the Catholic Home app about how the most important thing we can do is build strong domestic churches, and how that is a ministry, and how to then connect with that ministry of marriage and parenting, and really live it to the fullest. So check it out if you're interested in getting more support. That download the Catholic HOM app today. Thanks for the call. And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about the challenges we all have in saying no. You know, our show today is titled Breaking Up with Busy, but we're really asking, you know, are you doing too much? You know, do you feel like you're afraid of letting people down, and so you just keep adding more and more stuff to your plate? You know, we want to help you discover how to set better boundaries and say no gracefully when you need to. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls on the other side of this break. Plus, we'll be joined by Anastasia Northrup from the National Catholic Singles Conference. He'll be sharing some insights from the theology of the body on why it's important to say no sometimes. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Dealing with personal, emotional, or relationship challenges, you don't have to go it alone or sacrifice your faith to get good help. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, founder of CatholicCounselors.com. My team of Catholic pastoral counselors has helped thousands of Catholics just like you find grace-filled solutions to life's toughest challenges. At CatholicCounselors.com, we integrate the timeless wisdom of our faith with cutting-edge psychological insights to help you make change on every level. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today and let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Breaking Up with Busy. But we're really talking about the importance of knowing when to say no and how to say it confidently, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed or like you're being asked to do something that might not be good for you or the other person. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Anastasia Northrup. She is the founder and director of the National Catholic Singles Conference. She's also an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body. Anastasia, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much. Always good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. And we were talking over the break, and you were saying that you wanted to share some principles on how to say no and why it's important from the theology of the body perspective to say no sometimes.
Sure, yes. Well, it's a great topic because it's one that I've struggled with myself. I always tend to be too busy. But one of the things that I was thinking about is in the Theology of the Body, John Paul II talks about seeing the other with the peace of the interior gaze. And this, of course, was before sin, but that in order to have good relationships, we really have to be able to see the other and in a deep way and also ourselves and to hear God. And in order to do that, we have to have enough downtime. We have to have enough like silence, you know, time for God, time for prayer and things like that. And so sometimes our lives can get so busy and so crammed full of things that we don't even have time for an adequate prayer life and for time. And we can just rush past the people in our lives and even in our, you know, closest relationships and family and not even like see what they're trying to tell us, or like a little child, right, trying to being excited about something and wanting to tell you something and you don't have time for that, you know, because you're kind of rushing around. So I think it's just a good principle of discernment when you were trying to figure out, like, you know, should I say yes or no to this thing, to look at, say, okay, well, where are my current relationships in my life? What are my priorities? You know, my family, things like that. And am I really able to see these people in my life? And am I able to see what's going on in my own heart and what God's trying to tell me?
I like you referencing that idea of you know, in the theology of the body, of the peace of the interior gaze. I want to just sort of put that phrase out there again, because again, what that really refers to is being able to be centered in God and in His grace, so that I can make those good decisions. And you know, it reminded me as you were talking, and this is years ago now. Stephen Covey, a self-help author, wrote a book called First Things First, where he talked about the importance of emphasizing the important over the urgent. And urgent stuff is just the stuff that everybody wants us to do that we feel like we'd get yelled at if we didn't do. Where important stuff is the stuff like prayer or reflection or taking time to think and build relationship.
Yeah.
And nobody cares if we do those things. They're not going to yell at us if we don't. But our lives fall apart if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so the importance
right.
is, or his message basically was, we have to emphasize the important over the urgent, which is what you're really speaking to here, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a great, very nice, simple way to put it. Exactly.
Don't you find, Anastasia, that particularly, you know, as you're here, you know, representing the National Catholic Singles Conference, that people really expect this of anyone who is single or even married and childless, or a person who's in retirement age, anybody who's not actively like working and raising kids all at the same time. They are expected to just say yes to everything because you have more time. Right. So do you feel that in the people that you help and talk with on a daily basis in your role are sometimes dealing with the pressure of doing that just by the nature of their state in life?
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard that several times. You know, if they're the single one, then, you know, at work or whatever, then people figure they can fill in more. In a certain sense, as singles, we have more freedom in certain, you know, responsibilities that we don't have. But then there's also the fact that, you know, if you're managing a household by yourself, you have to do everything yourself. You don't have somebody else to share those responsibilities with and things like that. So yeah, sometimes that can definitely be be a challenge.
Well, and it's okay in those situations to prioritize making your house a home and giving it the energy that it needs, you know, and not feeling guilty about needing to take care of those things that God has given you while still looking for ways to be generous to others. Anastasia,
exactly.
I want to thank you for being with us. Yeah,
no,
I want to thank you for being with us and sharing those insights. I think that, you know, as you were just sharing, especially folks who are in that single state of life can be especially pressured to always say yes and to feel guilty saying no. And that's something for all of us to consider. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to nationalcatholicsingles.com to learn about the conference and all the other things that you do to support Catholic singles throughout the year. Thanks for being with us, Anastasia. God bless.
Thank you.
And we're taking your calls right now, listeners, at 877-573-7825. The show is titled Breaking Up with Busy, but what we're really talking about is the challenge of saying no. And the reason we all get so busy is because we can't say no. We feel guilty saying no. We feel like maybe we'll be bad Christians if we say no. And of course, we're called to be generous, right? So that complicates things. We on the one hand, want to be generous. We want to share our gifts. It feels good to be able to make a positive difference in the lives of other people, like we were talking about with our caller, Colin, for example, and the work that she's doing on the board that she serves. But there are times when we need to say no so that we can say yes to the things that God is asking us to prioritize. And we have a hard time seeing that, right? We just see, oh gosh, if I say no, I'll disappoint this person. But we don't see that if we don't say no, we're going to let God down because we're not prioritizing the things that please Him and that He's asked us to take responsibility for. You can feel caught in the middle there, though, right? 877-573-7825. Give us a call if you struggle to say no because you're afraid of disappointing someone or feeling pressured to say yes when you aren't sure that you should. Give us a call. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Isn't it awesome that we today do not recognize His presence in the Eucharist? Is it because we really don't go to Him in humbleness of heart and say, Lord, I don't believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I want to see You. I want to recognize You. I cannot live without You. Are we saying that?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Does unity in the Church eliminate diversity? No, says the Catholic Catechism. From the beginning, the Catholic Church has been marked by great diversity. Diversity in God's gifts. Diversity in the multiplicity of cultures and people who are its members. There is even diversity in its particular churches who maintain their own traditions. The Catechism asserts this is not a threat to the Church's unity. Sin, however, and its consequences are a constant threat to unity. The number one bond of unity is charity, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. There are also visible bonds of unity, profession of one faith, common celebration of divine worship, especially the sacraments and apostolic succession through the sacrament of holy orders. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi. I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. Nothing taxes our relationship with our adult kids as much as the expectation that they should obey us. As parents, we remember when our children were little and we could get away with, because I said so. Although we don't recommend that approach at any stage, we guarantee that you will fail to communicate with your adult children if you demand obedience. The Catechism of the Catholic Church notes, obedience towards parents ceases with the emancipation of our children. Certainly, our children owe us their respect, just as any human being owes respect to others in a relationship. But our adult children aren't obliged to do what we say. Catholic parents are still called to help our adult kids lead godly adult lives, but we're called to do it as mentors and witnesses, not masters and commanders. To learn how you can have a healthy mentoring relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com. Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Breaking Up with Busy. But what we're really talking about is the power to say no, right? Because we're all too busy because none of us say no. Or we feel guilty when we do. Or we feel pressured to say yes, even though we know it might not be good for us, the other person, or the situation that we're in. So if you identify with any of that, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let us help you discover how to say no gracefully, set boundaries effectively, so that you can say yes to the things that God is asking you to prioritize in your life. 877-573-7825.
Well, we want to acknowledge somebody who has been saying yes to what God is asking them to prioritize in their lives and congratulate another of our EWTN radio partners, WMKP-FM 98.9, serving Gainesville, Georgia, is celebrating 10 years with us this week.
Congratulations to Carol Bush and Mark Peffer and their whole team at POTUS Tuus Catholic Radio from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning into EWTN Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers for sure, but with your dollars as well, so we can keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come, and we can keep doing what we love to do best, supporting you and your loved ones in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. Thanks again to everybody who makes EWTN Radio possible, especially Carol Bush and Mark Peffer, and you, the listener, and all the support that you give. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Show's titled Breaking Up with Busy, but we're talking about saying no and setting boundaries that enable us to say yes to the things that God is asking us to say yes to.
Let's talk now with Jay, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hi, Jay. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've got a quick question. I have a girlfriend that is more of a cafeteria Catholic, you know, take it or leave. I don't believe in that. No, I don't, that's not true. You know, I don't believe in the Eucharist. I don't believe in
The Eucharist. Just, I mean, that's not a Catholic. That's somebody who denies the very source and summit of our faith. All right, go ahead.
It just devastates me. So I'm saying the one thing we have to be together on. We can be separated on politics or 50 other things, but the one thing I really want to be together on is our Catholic faith, and she is Catholic.
So Jay, can I ask you that question though? Like, so dating is all about discernment, right? It's about prayerfully discerning, is this person the person who will be a good partner for me? And it sounds like it's pretty clear that she can't be. So what's making you feel stuck with her? Like, why do you feel committed to this person in spite of the obvious fact that she cannot be the kind of faithful partner that you would need her to be?
Yeah, that's the thing. I do feel like our relationship was had come out of the church. We met on a Catholic gathering. There were so many very funny and strange coincidences about the two of us being together, and I just could not deny that she was put in my life for a purpose.
And I think that's probably true, Jay, but I think the purpose was to clarify what God really wants for you.
I was about to say exactly the same
thing. You know, so saying that somebody's been put in our life for a purpose does not mean that they've been put in our life forever. And so I do think that God brought her into your life so that he could help you clarify some things about yourself, about your goals, about the kind of relationship that he wants to give you. And, you know, all we can do is an extended invitation to the person that we're dating and say to them, hey, I like you. I like being around you. You're fun to be with. But this is what I need from a partner. Do you think that you're able to do that? And Jay, what your girlfriend is saying to you is no, right? Because you've even told our screener that you've tried to get her to join different groups to learn more about the faith, and she's resisting that. You know, she pushes back whenever you try to talk about these things that are really important to you to have a faithful partner. So I do believe God brought her into your life, but maybe not for the reason that you think.
And unfortunately, you know, sometimes the reason God has put somebody in our lives works out for our good, but it is really uncomfortable as it is because it's not exactly what we want it to be. But honestly, Jay, you hit the nail on the head. You're walking in your own truth. You just have to start taking the steps. When you said she doesn't believe in the real presence in the Eucharist. So at this point, you're really faced with deciding, who are you going to commit to with the rest of your life and the rest of your eternal life? Who are you going to commit to with all your heart, mind, and strength? Christ, who shows up for you every single day in the real presence in the Eucharist and has given you your salvation and all the love that he has to give you, or a woman who's holding back from you and from God because it's uncomfortable for her. If she was saying, Jay, I love you, I respect everything you believe in, I'm not there yet, but I'm open to God teaching me, I'll study with you, I'll listen to EWTN with you, we can question things together, we might be a little bit more, hey, give it some time, don't go too fast, but see what happens, see what God brings of it. But her just saying, no, that's not who I am, no, I'm not comfortable with that. She's letting you know you have a choice to make between living a life with some person who's going to not see eye to eye on you with a lot of things, but is definitely not going to be able to help you grow in your faith, to love God better, to worship and share your life with him together, which is going to give you the most joy as a couple. Or if you're really going to say, no, I have enough faith in God that he led me this far. He gave me signs for certain things, but now I'm seeing that something needs to change, and I'm going to trust him to now show me, because I know the most important thing to me is finding someone who loves Jesus in the Eucharist the way I do, and I'm going to walk that walk with him and trust him to supply that person for me.
You know, Jay, sometimes the fear of being alone can be really
terrifying,
right? It absolutely is. And then we find somebody that we kind of click with, and we're like, oh, thank God, I don't have to be alone anymore. But we can't let that be the thing that makes us stay with somebody, right? We have to be praying and discerning that whole time, that God would show us what he wants us to do with this relationship. And then we have to believe when he shows us. And he's really showing you that he did bring her into your life for this point, but so that he could show you what he really wants to give you and what you really need to hold out for. She's not able to be the kind of partner that you want her to be, that you need her to be. And it's not fair for you to ask her to be something that she's not, and to try to push her further along on her faith journey than she's ready to be at. So this isn't a relationship that's really serving either of you. And I would really ask that you pray for the courage to do what's best for both of you and say, you know, I enjoy being in your presence. I enjoy doing things with you, but we're just in different places in terms of what we want from life and what we feel that we need in partners, especially with regard to faith. And I owe it to you to let you find somebody who can be in the place where you're at and give myself the opportunity to find what God has for me. Jay, thank you so much for the call. I know that's difficult to hear, but I really hope that you'll take that to prayer and follow through with it, because I do believe God brought her into your life, but to show you who he really wants you to be with, not to stay with her forever.
And I can promise you, Jay, that it would be the right thing to do, because we work with people day in and day out, both in the counseling practice and here on More to Life, who didn't have the courage to do that, who said, oh, well, if we get married, they'll come around. And they're just heartbroken because they're so alone in their faith and they don't see eye to eye with their spouse. And sometimes it spirals into the spouse who is the non-believer doing things so contrary to the life and the vows that they took. you have this chance now to discern this clearly and follow God's path for you, and we pray that you'll have the courage to make the right decision.
You know, and as Jesus said, everyone who says, Lord, Lord, does not necessarily enter the kingdom of heaven. And the same thing is true. Just because you use the label Catholic doesn't mean that you're actually faithfully Catholic. And so she uses that label, and she's at where she's at in her spiritual journey, and that's fine. You know, I'm not saying anything against her personhood, but I am saying that she can't be the partner that you want her to be, obviously. All right, with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Breaking Up with Busy, but it's really about saying no, or knowing when to say no, and knowing what to say yes to. You know, like we were talking about with Jay, right? You know, the challenge to be in a place where, you know, he wants to say yes to this relationship, but that's causing him to say no to what God really wants for him. We often find ourselves in that situation. And if you find yourself there, give us a call, 877-573-7825. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Galatians chapter 1, verse 10.
Am I now seeking the favor of human beings or of God? And I think it's very interesting that we picked that scripture way before the show and way before we talked to Jay, because it's something to really think about. When we even feel like we're in love with somebody like Jay is, and yet it's so contrary to what God is calling us to in our relationship with him, we do have to discern that. Are we now seeking the favor of human beings or of God? And when we are seeking God's favor and want to walk in God's favor, it changes everything in our lives for the good.
Yeah, and it clarifies what we say yes to and what we need to say no to. But if you're struggling with that, give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll be talking with you right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio Travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Breaking Up with Busy, we're really talking about the power of saying no, so that we can say yes to the things that God wants us to do. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Bill, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Wisconsin.
Bill, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. First of all, thank you for your show, EWTN. It's been so great for my faith and spiritual journey. The masses and the homilies online on the phone that we can listen to. So it's great for a working guy like me. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. So how can we help you?
Yeah, so my thing is, so I've been Catholic. I'm 43. I'm still Catholic. I'm a working man. I have, you know, I'm married, and I got two kids, a 10 and a 14-year-old. And about 20 years ago, I started to go to the jails to do some Bible study with a deacon. And, like, for 20 years, I just have it in my heart to, like, help the needy and serve the poor. And I've always had this thought that, you know, maybe someday, you know, I'll be a deacon in the Catholic Church. And lately, it's been, like, a calling to do it now. But in talking with, like, my priests and my wife, we've decided, like, my duty now is to be with my kids, you know, be the family man. But I still feel like, I don't know if it's, like, guilt towards God. Like, he wants me to do this now, and I just don't know why I can't, like, accept that no is okay now.
So let me ask you, just your perspective on ministry here. Stay on. I just want to ask you a couple of questions here. So when you think about this call, okay, and when you think about really giving your wife and children what they need, what your domestic church needs to thrive, what seems disappointing about that to you? Like, what goes through your head when you think, I'm going to choose
that? That's a good question. Yeah, because, you know, everything I'm doing, I've always had a calling to serve the poor, and I do that through St. Vincent de Paul. So, I don't know. I'm growing, like, more in love with God, and I've been going to, like, adoration and reading more. So, I can, like, see, like, that's the future for me. But it's, like, I don't know why I can't. It's been tough for me to accept that now is not the time, even though I know that now, you know, I'm supposed to be a father and be around my kids and things.
Yes. Bill, I'm going to really challenge you here because I feel like the Holy Spirit's asking me to. So just go with it, please.
You were
such a good man of God. You checked this with your wife, who you are in a sacrament with. You checked it with your priest, and they both said, yes, but not now. And you did the right thing. Bill, you have a heart to serve the poor. You have been serving people who are imprisoned. A lot of those people, especially those imprisoned, got to that place because somehow their families suffered in some way that didn't meet their needs, whether their parents couldn't be there or something terrible happened in their family life or there was abuse. It led them down the road to where you're serving them now. You have an opportunity to protect your wife and children from that by serving as a man of God in your family and loving them with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, because they're who God has given you to serve and love in this stage of your life.
Hey, Bill, I need to ask you a follow-up question here, too. You mentioned your kids, 14 and 10. Where are they in their spiritual life right now?
Yeah, they go to Mass every Sunday. They go to CCD because they go to...
Yeah, but what about their personal prayer life? Are they in love with the Lord?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. I mean, I've taught them to pray, you know, every night. And my life so far has been dedicated to them. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, when you say you think they are, tell me, like, What is it that you? What's the fruit that you see in their life that's giving you that sense that they are really head over heels?
Oh, just the maturity in both of them. You know, they're becoming, you know, nicer to people, and sometimes they come with me to serve, so I can tell.
And when they have a stumbling block in their life, a problem, do you see them going to God and praying about it, or coming to you and saying, Dad, could you pray with me about this? Because I'm scared about this test, or I'm having trouble in this friendship. Are they actively pursuing talking to God and talking to God with you as their dad?
Yeah, I mean, not all the time. Obviously, my 14-year-old, he's a boy, so it's tough. He doesn't say much, but I think, you know, he's got the Bible by his bed, and I know he's praying at night, so...
Okay, but I don't buy into that kind of he's a boy stuff. Okay, because
those
to be
boys are the ones who grow up to be manly husbands, fathers, priests, deacons. We can't let our boys just not talk.
So here's what I'm picking up, Bill. Okay, you have a beautiful heart. You have a beautiful heart for service. You're a great and godly man, and I wish that there were more men like you.
Amen.
So I want to give you your props on that. Okay, but I think you're falling into a common mistake. Right, you've kind of come to believe or been taught to believe that everybody outside of your house is more worthy of service than your wife and kids are. Now, I'm not saying you're not serving your wife and kids. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that there's this sort of feeling that we have that focusing too much on our marriage and family life is selfish. That it only really counts if we're serving those super needy people over there.
Especially for men, because A, the Catholic Church has men who dedicate their whole lives to doing that in the priesthood, and then again through the diaconate. But also because we as Americans have been so influenced by the Protestant structure of ministry, which is very, very much focused on go build the church over there, serve all these people, plant another church, and, you know, just kind of hang out with your wife and kids on weekends.
But the most important ministry that we all have as married folks is our ministry to our domestic church, because the domestic church is each domestic church is a brick in the kingdom of God.
And it is how the disciples grew the church in the first place. So Jesus sent them out, and they went and they lived with families. They ate with families. They served with families. They did things in that family's town, and whole families were converted to Christ because they are the church that builds the greater church.
You know, so if your wife and your pastor are both saying to you that it's you need to kind of wait until the kids are grown,
and that's not that long.
They're both seeing something that they need that you need to give more to the family, right? Your wife isn't saying wait. She's saying, Bill, if you did that, you're not going to be able to give to me and to the children what we need you to give to us to build a holy and thriving marriage and family life. And I want you to really look at that, right? Because I think that there's a real tendency, especially for men, to discount that, because there's a poverty in our wife and our children's souls that comes from the lack of connection with us, or the lack of formation that we're giving them, the lack of time and energy that we're providing. So again, you have a beautiful heart, and everything you're wanting to do is beautiful. But and you're making the right choice by following what your pastor is saying, what your wife is. But I need you to get your head around the idea that you're prioritizing your marriage and family life is a powerful and important and critical ministry in the church.
And not only will you won't be biding your time for the next
because that's what it sounds like you're doing.
8 years, right. You know, because your youngest is 10, they'll be 18 going off to college or whatever in 8 years. You won't be biding your time. First of all, you'll be building the domestic church you have now. You'll be shoring up your children's relationship with Christ so they can go and serve the church and love God, and you can all end up in eternity forever together. But also, you're going to be laying the good foundation for your future diaconate. Because when you have raised your family in this way, and you are all thriving together, loving God together, that's going to speak to the people you serve. You will have more wisdom to give them. Your family's example will shine out.
Well, and 1 Timothy 3, 4 and 5 says exactly as much. You know, having our household in order is what ultimately makes sure that the ministry that we do is credible.
So take this time, which is 8 years. You know, your child, your youngest child will be an adult in 8 years. Serve the way you're being called to serve now, but ramp up the love of Christ in your home. Cherish your wife. Honor her. Pray with her daily. Love her.
Pray as a family daily.
Pray as a family daily. Celebrate the liturgical year with your family. Read good books together. Discuss things and thrive as a family. And let your children know they can always turn to you for what they need.
And Bill, I'd like you to learn about something we call the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life. Because I think that's going to really speak to your heart. The Liturgy of Domestic Church Life is a spiritual framework that enables families to really be the loving, connected, strong, dynamic domestic churches that God is calling us to be. And it's really going to train you for that ministry that you want to do, because it's going to be helping you use the stuff of everyday life in your family to really listen to God more clearly and serve him more meaningfully in the home. I really would love for you to learn more about this, and the best way to check it out is by becoming a subscriber to the Catholic HOM app, because we talk about how to do this every day. And I'm so inspired by, you know, your heart and your heart for ministry. I would love to be able to continue this conversation with you on an ongoing basis to help you feel like you're not settling by serving your family. And I got to say that guilt that you're feeling, that's not coming from God. That's a temptation from the enemy to abandon the work, the sacramental work that God is asking you to do right now. That's not saying that you won't be a deacon in the future, but it is to say that somehow the enemy is trying to make you devalue the critical ministry that you're involved in right now.
The sacrament you're involved in right now.
And stopping you from investing even more in that ministry than you've been able or willing to in the past. Check it out. And if we can support you more in that, don't hesitate to reach out to us through Catholic HOM, the Catholic HOM app. All right, that's all the time we've got for today's program. If you are struggling to say no where you should, or being pressured to say yes where you shouldn't, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you develop that confidence and discernment that you need. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.